This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Since 1977, a California law known as the Lenterman Act has defined and defended the rights of children and adults with developmental disabilities, mandating that these citizens be allowed to make their own choices about where and how they live and work, and directing the state to contract with community nonprofits to provide services to this population. But as lawmakers in Sacramento continue to struggle with the state's historic huge budget deficit, some of the cuts they're preparing to make will undercut the protections of the Lenterman Act.
The budget cuts at this point seem so severe and so widespread in the developmental services budget that these cuts are eroding the Lenterman Act. The main spirit of the Lenterman Act offers choice to people with disabilities, and many of those choice-type things seem to have disappeared.
Cammie Weaver is executive director of Becoming Independent, the Santa Rosa-based community agency that provides jobs and job training, life skills coaching, and other services to 1,200 clients in Sonoma, Napa, and Solano counties. She's been monitoring a list of 36 items in the proposed budget legislation that would shrink her budget. And she's bracing for hard times.
We have been facing a 3% budget cut since February. For us, that's about $35,000 a month. We are being asked to add 4 more additional holidays this year. 4 additional holidays to BI is about $300,000 loss. And it's going to make our customers, who are people with disabilities, very unhappy. That means they're going to lose 4 days of income. That means the staff of Becoming Independent are going to lose 4 days of income. So it's pretty significant.
It is those personal impacts from the budget acts that have Weaver most concerned.
It's one thing to talk about an organizational impact, and of course that trickles down to the people. But what they're proposing, which I think is just absolutely horrific, is that if you are an adult and you have a developmental disability, then Medi-Cal won't fund your dental care. And who will? No one. Same thing for podiatry. So those are impacts directly to the person.
More than 100 Becoming Independent clients and supporters gathered outside the state building in downtown Santa Rosa yesterday morning to speak out against the budget cuts that will affect them directly. Leona Sinke was one of those protesters.
I don't want any cuts of the service. I need work. I want to earn money. And I need my dental service because we need our teeth. And I don't want to lose my rights.
Representatives from 3 area legislators spoke to the protesters, including Ed Sheffield, an aide to Assemblywoman Noreen Evans, who could offer little more than sympathy.
The depth of the deficit is such that we would eliminate every state worker, close every university, or shut every prison and still not close the deficit. As a result, there will inevitably be reductions to value and vital services, including those provided by regional and developmental centers.
Whatever the final package of cuts contains, Weaver expects her agency and the people they serve will have to live with them for years to come. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.